I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles new age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality Podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
We are here, Lord, we are here, and we're ready to podcast.
Hiya, I'm Hallie Labonte, and this is Mega, coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church, where every single week we give our mega church a tiny family feel. We introduce you to members of our church staff, people from our community. I do believe it is a treat and it is a treasure. Well, per usual, I'm joined by my co-host. He's the youth pastor for our high school ministry called Climax. Please welcome Gray Haas.
PX 90 Minutes in Heaven, Hallie. How are you?
I am blessed, 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 blessed. How are you, Gray?
Hallie, I almost died this weekend.
What happened?
I know, and it didn't even have anything to do with youth group.
Oh, wow.
Well, as you know, my friend, I'm not sure if I've mentioned him before, but
Clay Mason
Bannerman and I, he got his skydiving certification, I guess is what it is. And
awesome.
He said, come on, let's go do this.
Ooh.
And, you know, I'm not afraid of a risk, and I'm definitely down to try something that is as masculine and interesting as skydiving.
Cool.
But, you know, Hallie, as soon as we got up there, it wasn't the height that scared me. It was that, well, we just had a differing of opinion about, you know, how we should strap in.
Oh, because it's in tandem on your first one?
Well,
I've heard that.
And now he can go solo, but I have to go with him. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to be on top. And he was like, no, you're not. That's where the instructor or the certified person goes. I'm going to be on top.
He's got to strap in the back.
That's right. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to be a bottom. And he said, yes, you are. We got in this whole titchy thing. And finally, you know, the pilot is yelling, go, go, go. We're in the drop zone, right? And I just finally said, you know what, Clay, fine. I'll be a bottom. And we jumped. What happened on the way down, Hallie, was Clay, I don't know what is going on with him, but he couldn't find the right dongle to pull. So he's going, where is it? Where is it? Because the pull thing, I guess he'd kind of gotten shifted around and was under his armpit or something. And I mean, I'm seeing the ground come up at me, and I just started saying, God, if this is the way I'm going to go, I'm just going to be, you know, I guess this is it. And I mean, I wasn't that calm. Actually, I was screaming my head off. But finally, he found it and he pulled it just in time. And, you know, this is a God thing, Hallie, because when we landed, you know, you kind of land together. Really, he took most of the impact and he just exploded his ankles on impact. And so now I'm playing nursemaid again. You know, he's got two sprained ankles and he's got a really bad attitude.
Well, I'm glad you're okay.
Oh, I am never going on bottom again.
Was it a rush? Was it so fun?
You know, it took some getting used to, and really, you know, I think you got to go with your first instinct. So I'll probably try something different
next
time.
You'll never catch me doing that.
That's right. How was your weekend, Hallie?
Well, Gray, I got to tell you, I was shocked when I got the Heaven Preservatus Coitus Reservatus newsletter.
Oh, you got the mass email.
Yeah, it went out to all the parents of the kids who come to Climax at Twin Hills, right?
That's right. And did you click on the Wikipedia article that I sent?
I did, because, you know, I'm an involved parent. My son Day is a teenager who comes to Climax at church. And, you know, I understand that, you know, you're just trying to keep parents informed so that we can look out for the ways kids get creative about, you know, coitus preservatus,
you know,
just trying to wait till marriage. These kids get creative so they can still be technical virgins. But I got to be honest with you. When I read the newsletter about the things these kids are doing, my eyebrows about flew right off my face.
Oh, I mean, you'd be surprised. I mean, basically every block on my computer was going haywire because I basically had to resort to Wikipedia just to figure out what they were talking about.
Well, me too. I was looking up all these different terms because I'd heard of, you know, so that a girl can stay a virgin for her wedding night. I'd heard of these perverted girls doing, you know, up the bum.
I know, can't even imagine it.
So that they can still, you know, it's still fifth base, but, you know, I guess they consider themselves technical virgins with their, you know, their vagina.
You know, actually in Australia, we do have five bases when we play baseball, but anyway.
But I had never heard of this one that you were talking about. Well, you sent two different things out for us to look out for that the kids are doing. The one that really sent my eyebrows off my face was soaking,
also known as marinating
or floating. I read, which right. just so I mean, I never would have in a million years thought so. Soaking or to soak or to be soaked or whatever basically means that, you know, the male puts his part inside the girl's part. But they think that to stay technical virgins, if they don't do the thrusting action, then it doesn't count as coitus.
Exactly.
And so they just set it inside in there and don't move. But then what they do is they get their best friend to come jump on the bed.
I know, jump humping.
Yeah, a bed jumper.
Exactly. Provo pushing.
Yeah, they call it a Provo pusher because it originated with the Mormons, because they too have a prohibition on premarital intercourse.
I know. I would just, you know, it's crazy because I'll never look at a pair of dragonflies again in the same way.
See, now I won't either. But I also had not heard of hot dogging, which seems a little, you know, not as bad as up the bum.
Well,
but
that's just a crack in the back.
Yeah, yeah. Where, you know, I guess, yeah, what would you call that?
Well, like, if you're gonna do that, I guess, you know, I would rather you do that than any of this rest of this stuff.
Just putting the sort of wiener, so to speak, in the crack in the track in the back?
As an absolute last resort. Before marriage.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain.
Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated? or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is... Whoa! Oh, Mays, why'd you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinefo.
Wherever you get podcasts.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Just like Jesus turned water into wine, our guest today turns wine into a Christ-centered non-alcoholic beverage. Oh, it's my pleasure to introduce Meredith Briss. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me, Gray and Hallie. It is such a pleasure, I have to tell you.
Oh, we are so happy to have you. You're a ray of sunshine. You crack me up. You have an accent that makes you sound like you're some kind of, you're the lawyer in My Cousin Vinny.
Okay, all right. I don't know about all of that. I do get a lot of, you sound like that one Netflix character, Kevin Spacey and all that.
Oh, Foghorn Leghorn?
Yeah, Foghorn Leghorn, exactly. Uh-huh. I say, that's who I was talking about.
I think Kevin Spacey truly is, he was the first person to put streaming TV up, and I think he just got a real bad rap. I don't know what everybody's mad about. He's a great actor.
Fantastic. Have you ever seen The Usual Suspects?
Oh, no. I think that's rated R, so I've kind of stayed away from it.
I see.
I did watch it, but I didn't understand a thing. What happened?
Oh, he was the guy the whole time. Okay. That's all that it is.
He's the bad guy.
He's the guy, yeah, Kaiser Soze.
Okay, well, I guess that takes care of it.
Spoiler alert.
Kaiser Soze sounds like a real good bagel sandwich.
Now, Meredith, we wanted to get into it because you are doing something here at Twin Hills that I think a lot of churches are going to start doing.
Oh, yeah.
Especially ones that have a lot of, great, beautiful lawn space like we do, because you have transformed part of the complex here into a beautiful vineyard. And I just, I think a lot of people are going, okay, what are they doing with all these grapes? And yes, they are making wine. So what is going on with this Twin Hills Winery that you have started here?
Absolutely. Grapes and other things that you can make into wine have been a passion of mine since I was a child down in the Low Country. And something that I've done for the Broad Ripple, Indiana community at large is transplant a whole mess of muscadines and scuppernogs from the south up here to the Midwest.
Wow.
That's something that is very unique to this region.
Okay, now I don't know those words you said, muscadine, a scuppernong. Are those a type of person?
Oh, no, sir. Oh, okay. My goodness. I can see why you would have that confusion. No, those are simply, their names are grapes.
Okay.
You're familiar with a Merlot wine.
Yes.
Or a Chardonnay.
Heard of it.
Or a Pinot Grigio.
Uh-huh.
All of those are named after the types of grapes that they use to make that wine.
Oh, I see.
When I say a strange word like scuppernong, just pretend, translate it in your head like I'm saying Cabernet Sauvignon.
Okay.
Ooh, okay, a muscadine. I thought she was talking about a fish. Like, do I throw it back, Dad? It's just a muscadine. Yeah, those don't eat well. Too bony,
I certainly understand. The funniest part is scuppernogs are muscadines, but not all muscadines are scuppernogs.
Oh, wow. That is fascinating.
Yeah, it's like a circle and an oval.
Who would have known there were different kinds of grapes? You go to the grocery store, you see a tangerine and an orange. You know, some fruits have different things, but it feels like with grapes, there's the green seedless, there's the red seedless. And now, have you seen the little, the candy? Cotton candy. Yeah, they're like candy.
Oh my God, Hallie, I've been working on trying to develop a cotton candy vine wine.
Okay.
That's the newest project we got in research and development.
So it's sweet.
Oh, all of our wines are incredibly sweet. They're all just, you know, some, I would say the naysayers would say it's sickly.
Mm.
But I would say, you know, if there's not any alcohol in there, you got to have some fun.
Right, right. And what's wrong with being saccharine? It's my personality. Now, Meredith, I feel like we need to be much more clear for the listeners out there right now who might be sort of worried that this is a slippery slope. Why is Twin Hills having a vineyard and a winery? We don't condone drinking alcohol. We need to be very clear that what's the percentage of alcohol in your varietals, like 0.00 or what?
Every wine that we have produced thus far in very small batches is less than 0.05% alcohol.
Okay. So is it juice?
Technically, yes.
That's awesome.
So, you know, legally the definition can barely be called wine.
So it's really the bottle that it comes in is what we're saying.
You know, it's the bottle, but it's also the process.
Okay.
Because you know, you don't find too many juices being produced by, you know, the feet of God's children.
Oh, so you are doing the old school stomping of the grapes.
Absolutely. And we do not let a dirty toe touch these beautiful muscadines. So we actually have a large staff of just feet bathers.
Oh, I noticed that because I saw you all down in one of the utility sheds washing each other's feet, and I just thought it was an act of service. But what you're saying is that is actually part of the harvesting process.
And what I would say to that, Gray, is why not both?
See?
Oh, I love that.
Wow. To be able to serve each other the way Jesus did the disciples by washing the dust off their feet?
Now, I don't know a lot about wine processing, but what I'm guessing is here in Indiana, it's got to be a pretty short growing season since we only have about 15 days of decent weather. So how do you really deal with the climate here? Because, you know, I'm sure from down south, wherever you're from, you probably had a much different type of growing season.
You know, it is complicated. The muscadines and the scubadogs of the world do enjoy the humid climates of the low country. You know, the Algonquin and such made a feast off of grapes such as these. So moving everything up to Indiana, really what it does is the grapes are much smaller than they are down south. They're, I've heard some naysayers refer to them as acrid.
Okay.
They have a pretty acrid taste to them because they're so small and underripened. But you know, life finds a way.
Isn't that right?
That is right.
Isn't that right? And do you pray over the grapes when you're harvesting them, when you're planting them, when you're stomping them? I know Gray does a lot of prayer walking, especially in the mall in the winter when he needs to get some steps in. Do you do like some prayer stomping so that, you know, your prayers kind of get infused into the, you know, process?
100%. So we have, you know, the staff that does the bathing. Basically, they just turn over and become what we refer to as callers. So we have bathers, stompers, callers, and while the stompers are going, the callers are saying, you know, precious Lord, watch over our stompers, make each one of their feet land with certainty, because we all know what can happen when you get out of hand when you are stomping grapes. We've all seen viral.
Oh, I love that video. It's so funny.
I watch it once a week.
I can't breathe.
Ow, 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 ow.
I can't breathe.
Oh, yeah, I love that video.
I love it so much. I show it to every single one. I show it to the stompers. I show it to the callers. I show it to the bathers. They all got to see it. It's a cautionary tale. But we laugh and laugh.
You know, one of my things is a lot of times when my teens in climax are misbehaving, because, you know, running amok as they'll do, I'll just throw that up on the iMeg and everybody will just sit down and watch that over and over. And I just think it's a great way to kind of say, hey, guys, let's pay attention up here. And then you see the lady fall out and she's like, oh, 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 ow, ow, you know. You know, so Meredith, I did want to ask, what brought you up to Twin Hills from the Low Country? What precipitated the move?
Certainly. So, you know, I was a member of a mega church in the South, and it's honestly difficult for me to talk about because they were trying to pressure me into producing alcoholic wine for their church.
Oh, really? No.
And, you know, I'm just like all the rest of us. I might have a nice, you know, a yearly beer when I'm watching the big game or something like that. But I could not jeopardize my, you know, true belief that the devil's drink has no place in our churches. You know, Jesus's blood itself is obviously non-alcoholic. So I had to set out on a different
path. And is the big game chess? Because I just noticed your sweatshirt that says chess rules.
Oh, yeah, is that not what people call? Yeah, I'm referring to, you know, when two grandmasters face off yearly in the world championships. Okay. Is that not what everyone refers to the big game?
I'm not sure because I don't know anything about sports.
But I did see the Queen's Gambit, and I thought it was so neat that a girl could even know how to play chess. I think that's cool.
I mean, we are breaking barriers left and right. How many people have I come across in my time as someone who runs a non-alcoholic vineyard who say, a woman running a vineyard? Well, I've never seen that before in my life.
Well, you—I mean, you are playing three-dimensional chess, a four-dimensional chess, whatever they say. I mean, that really feels like you are a few moves ahead of whatever everyone else is doing, and I think that's fantastic.
And it's making our church, lead the way. I feel like we have so many conferences throughout the year, and so many other churches come here and they see what we're doing at Twin Hills, and then they copy it, you know, which is sort of irritating, but also kind of flattering. You know, mimicry is the highest form of flattery, and I'm so proud that we innovate. I bet now mega churches across the country worldwide are going to start having vineyards and wineries, you know, because I think that Christians do it better. You know, we take things that that happen in secular culture, like wine, like Oscar winning movies, like Grammy winning songs, and we make them about Jesus and we make them God honoring. And honestly, I think we make them better.
Oh, totally.
And I think you made a gorgeous label for the bottles. I love that label. And I know that you've gotten some criticism that the Twin Hills look like breasts. I don't see it.
It's a tragedy because I was trying to make them look like two little bishops.
Oh, I see. Sort of like tall and pointy with the crosses on the top.
Bishops are the most godly chess piece. So Twin Hills, two bishops.
Checkmate to all those who are seeing breasts and things, because I've never seen breasts in anything and I just think it's sick. You know, I did want to ask about the stomper, I guess, is what his job was, Ernesto Montoya, which kind of reminds me of Kaiser Sose's name now that I say it. But what was the issue with the man that was found, Ernesto, face down in the snowy vineyard a few weeks ago, who I apparently he is okay now, but I was just wondering about that.
Yeah, that's a difficult topic, of course, but Ernesto, so he had actually squirreled away some of last year's, you know, harvest to allow the grapes to ferment.
Oh, I see.
So he got drunk, actually drunk? Oh, no.
So fermentation is not even a part of the wine that you're making.
It's not. You know, we basically just squeeze out the juice. You know, you might not realize this, but once all the juice is squeezed, we can use the leftover grapes and we can turn them into raisins.
Oh, that's so cool. And a Christian trail mix.
Absolutely. Gorp God.
The God Gorp God on Raisin Praise I had. That was really good with the peanuts in the Craisin Praise.
The peanuts are also grown on the grounds.
Oh, really? So many southern things that we are able to grow here in Indiana. It truly is God's soil.
Yeah, I'm really, you know, and there's something too about, you know, being able to keep true to some of the Apache traditions, because they use the whole buffalo and we use the whole grape.
Right. Awesome. And where do you get these people that are working, you know, it must be upwards of, most of the day out there toiling in the snow right now. But, where are these workers coming from?
So, you know, when we go down to pick up shipments of raw peanuts, and, you know, more seedlings of muscadine vines, we recruit people who are interested in using their hands and feet to honor the Lord.
Where do you go down to?
We'll get down to South Carolina, might drive through South Carolina, keep going.
Okay.
towards the coast, you know, the Gulf Coast.
Okay.
Texas? The south of the border. Maybe close to Texas.
South of the Texas border?
That's so neat. Now, Meredith, I have a question, because a lot of times, you know, when people say, what celebrity do you look like? Like, people ask me, Hallie, what celebrity do you look like? And they're usually looking for, like, the mom from Mom, you know, Janie Allison, or sometimes I get Sharon Osbourne or Joy Behar.
Really?
And
I mean, I get Keith Urban, I get Tom Cruise, I get Salt Bae a lot. You know, those are kind of the top three.
Now, the reason I ask, Meredith, is because what celebrity do you sound like? I'm not used to this low country voice, and it's calming, it's slower way of talking. You know, you said Foghorn Leghorn, and I've just been picturing Meredith as a cartoon character this whole time.
I know, your voice is kind of like mud going through a pipe by the side of a slow-moving river.
I think if anyone I could think of to compare my voice to, maybe like a steamboat cap.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe even the steamboat wheel or something. I mean, it's just really, really
turning.
Or John Goodman in any Southern character.
Absolutely.
Now, I would say with a voice like that, I'd almost like to go through a list of jobs you should have with that voice. I think you could be a judge, like I also said, prosecuting attorney in a, you know, like a bust off a ship robe, you know, type of case in the South. You could also be a...
Like a guy that is, you know, beating the guys in the chain gang, kind of in one of those movies.
For sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, the funny thing about all this is I have been a steamboat captain.
Oh, really?
I have been a judge.
Wow.
I have been a prosecuting attorney. I mean, I have been the foreman for a chain gang.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know, I've seen all parts of the criminal justice system.
Oh, wow.
Aside from being on, you know, the other side of the bars.
Why did you leave the criminal justice system to pursue the whole, you know, N.A. Wine thing?
I have to admit, I was profoundly affected by a case I had to try for wrongful injury lawsuit.
And what was that case?
It was a woman who had been stomping grapes and got real bad hurt.
Wait, oh, wow. Wait, from the video?
Ow, 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 ow.
You met her? She's a celebrity.
Wait, that was your case?
It was, and, you know, it should have been cut and dry. We had the video. We played it in court. Everyone was laughing and cutting up.
I mean, it's hilarious. I mean, we were laughing about it earlier. I'm sorry I brought it up again. And do you think that the reason you lost the case is because you, I mean, were you a steamboat captain at that point trying the case, and that was the issue? Or
yes, I was a steamboat captain. They did recruit me because they heard me, you know, running that crew so efficiently.
Right. And I mean, you're always dabbing your forehead with sort of that napkin or that handkerchief. And I kind of feel like, yeah, you know, I could buy that you'd be a prosecutor, even though, you know, it seems like you were a steamboat captain at that time. Even though you probably
They let me
the
wear
law.
The same suit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they let me wear the same suit. I just had to take the hat off. But
yeah,
it was the same otherwise.
I do like that Mr. Peanut suit that you wear. I think it's so neat to have a white blazer and those white pants, cool belt. And do you always use that walking stick, cane? What do you call it?
Every day.
I always thought Mr. Peanut was completely nude.
Is that right?
Yeah, I don't think he's wearing... I think he has a monocle and a top hat, but I'm not sure.
Maybe not Mr. Peanut. Who am I thinking of? The KFC guy.
Right.
I was going to say, I bet you are thinking of our one and only Colonel.
Now, that is a job you could also have with that accent. You could be the KFC Colonel.
Right.
Oh, my God. I don't know if they would let me do it, because Reba did do it.
Is that right?
You know, and I do profile like her. I know I sound... Foghorn Leghorn coming out, but visually... Might as well be Reba McEntire running the courtroom.
And I thought you would, because I was like, oh, would you do some paintball? But I guess there's a grape stains on that white suit.
Now, Meredith, I just wanted to put a little thing in your ear for you to watch out for, because you said you have the foot washing ministry inside of your grape stomping ministry. And so you get people in there washing each other's feet, a very God-honoring activity, very Christ-like. But I do want to alert you to a fella named Bill Cochran. He kept coming to some of our high school, some of the Climax girls, some of the girls who come to Climax.
Well, foot wash, yeah, the foot wash car wash.
Yeah, they have a foot wash car wash in the summer. And, you know, the people can come through and they can either get their car washed or, but sometimes you get these fellas who keep wanting the Climax girls to keep washing their feet.
Oh,
and
yeah,
which
that's
is normally
problem.
Very.
Did you say Bill
Cochran? Yeah, Bill Cochran. He kept coming to the foot wash car wash. He got his foot washed too many times by these teen girls in Climax. And turns out he had some kind of foot fetish. So you just put up a picture of Bill Cochran. He's tall, dark hair, glasses.
Yeah, glasses. And I believe he's been a stomper for about a year now.
Yeah.
And you know, now that you say it, He does always turn up missing after the bathing park.
Yeah, you know, it...
He always sits down. Yeah,
it was a problem. Even though, you know, he gave us $1,500 to wash his feet. Like, he came through like six times, but...
You would think it's such a wholesome activity. It's a vulnerable activity. It's a very Christ-centered activity. And just, I don't even understand really what the word fetish means. I can't understand how anyone would have a foot one. But I guess just look out for him. He's enjoying the foot washing a little too much.
You know, I'm going to call him out next time because... I've been trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, you know. I understand having your feet bathed is so therapeutic, mm-hmm. and it's such an important part of the process. I never wanted to shame Bill for, you know, being so overwhelmed by the foot bathing process that he could not muster up the energy to stomp afterwards.
Well, I think this would be a perfect time to try a bit of the wine you brought.
Yes, right. This looks so good.
This does look really good. So this one here is the 2023. Okay, so this is a wine from the future. So this is a really new one.
This is future wine. We took the Scuppernogs off the vines when they were, but you know how Dippin' Dots are the ice cream of the future? Uh-huh. Same idea. The Scuppernogs were the size of Dippin' Dots when we pulled them off the vine for this one.
Wine of the future. All the churches are going to copy us.
Let me try it here.
That's good. That's good technique for tasting.
Oh. Great. You okay?
It's so sweet, Hallie. Oh, my.
I love sweet.
Me too. And, you know, I have to give it up to Gray. He did the proper tasting method. You gotta slurp and aspirate.
Oh, I think I'm diabetic now.
Meredith Briss was played by Mary Beth Smith. Follow her at The Token Ginger. I'm Holly Laurent playing Hallie Labonte, and Gray Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.